listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
It is breaking news on KSL. Some people in Garfield County on standby this hour to possibly evacuate because of growing concerns about a crack in the Panguitch Lake Dam.
KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson begins our team coverage.
A significant break in that dam could send half of the lake into the town. Sergeant Tom Talbot tells KSL 5 crews are watching closely.
There's an upper portion of the dam that has sustained some damage from the ice.
Deputies say damage to that dam is not yet severe enough to warrant immediate evacuations, but residents are urged to check those emergency kits just in case. They've also closed access to the lake as well as a portion of SR 143. Meanwhile, the city is working to lower lake levels as the level 2 emergency continues. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Dam failures have happened in Utah before. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with a brief history of those events. Michael?
Tim, there was a series of dam failures before the year 2000, notably the Little Deer Creek failure in 1963 and the DMAD, Trial Lake, and Quail Creek dam failures in the 80s. Foundational problems were a common factor in some of those breaks. More recently, the Lop Detention Dam failure in 2012 led to homes, businesses, and roads being damaged and a presidential disaster declaration coming down on Washington County. The dam was ultimately rebuilt, though. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
The International Olympic Committee has landed in Utah and has a big tour ahead of them. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston begins our live team coverage. Peter?
Amanda, Utah's Olympic team is laying out the red carpet for the International Olympic Committee this week. A special tracks train wrapped in the words, "Ready to move the world again," will carry committee members from the 2002 Olympic torch at Rice-Eccles Stadium to the Delta Center today. Utah Games CEO Fraser Bullock and Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall are going to unveil a transit plan for 2034, running from Provo to Snow Basin, according to a news release from the Salt Lake City, Utah Olympic Games Committee. Through the week, committee members will be touring legacy Olympic sites from the Kearns Olympic Oval to Soldier Hollow. They're going to be done on Saturday. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Not quite the red carpet, but several buildings in downtown Salt Lake City overnight and this morning greeted those IOC members with a golden hue.
That golden glow is part of our efforts to persuade members of the International Olympic Committee we're ready and able to host the 2034 Games. Salt Lake Chamber President and CEO Derek Miller says our first Olympic Games were a huge success.
It wasn't just hosting a wonderful game, but it was the only game up to that point that actually made money for the community, which allowed us to create an endowment fund that continues to this day.
He says that fund has allowed us to maintain our venues with the hope we would one day be able to host another Winter Games. If you missed last night, Miller says those buildings will be lit at night all week. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
More news involving the Olympics this morning. Track and field is set to become the first sport to introduce prize money at the Olympics. The prize money will come out of the share of Olympic revenue that the IOC distributes to World Athletics and other governing bodies of individual sports. Track and field gold medalists will get $50,000 across 48 events. Relay teams will split the $50,000 between team members. Payments for silver and bronze medalists are planned to start happening in the 2028 Games in Los Angeles.
KSL's top national stories this hour. House Speaker Mike Johnson is delaying the articles of impeachment against Homeland Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there are no charges in the House complaint that rise to the level of impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
We're going to move forward and resolve this as quickly as possible. Once again, impeachment should never be used to settle policy disagreements.
Senate Republicans are pushing for a trial. Multiple Senate Democrats say they expect there will be a vote to either table the trial or dismiss it altogether. Perry Russom, ABC News, Washington.
First look traffic now, and here's Andy Farnsworth.
Right now, travel on I-15 is still pretty quiet in either direction going towards Salt Lake City. It's been pretty nice through the canyons this morning as well. Tooele County's got some heavy traffic on SR-36. And just random city streets are going to have some heavy spots, but no big delays. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A large stash of fentanyl pills were discovered during a traffic stop in Utah County. Here's KSL-TV's Andrew Adams.
Detective Zach Robinson says a search of the car turned into a jackpot of fentanyl pills.
5,500 fentanyl pills, approximately, and 30 grams of methamphetamine.
In addition to the drugs, investigators seized weapons, including these taken from the home of the driver, Larry Glenn Jones.
Detectives say that the suspect drove to Phoenix the day before, only to return immediately.
An expanded child tax credit quickly passed in the House, but it's facing a very different situation in the Senate. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
The bill would increase the $78 billion Tax Relief for American Families and Workers Act, multiplying the child tax credit on a per-child basis and adjusting the credit amount for inflation. But the revisions by the House aren't boding well with the senators who helped pioneer it. One of the changes stalling it is the allowance of unemployed parents to cash in on the credit. Idaho Senator Mike Crapo said it changes it from a working family tax relief into a government subsidy. Utah Senator Mitt Romney agrees. He said it really just doesn't make sense anymore, and it would be just another entitlement program. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Utah's caregivers are struggling, according to a new Kemsey Gardner Institute report.
A caregiver is someone who provides care for a friend or family member without financial compensation. More than 4 in 10 of these caregivers are reporting high levels of financial and emotional stress. The report says those feelings get more intense the more time you devote to caregiving. About half of caregivers work full-time, and many of them have made a work-related change due to this caregiving. The change is most often switching to hybrid or virtual work hours. So what helps caregivers feel supported? The report overwhelmingly points to sharing caregiving responsibilities with family members. Emma Keddington, KSL News Radio.